This is Tommy Lee. Who we got with us?
Hi, this is Roy Whitey.
Hey, Roy. Good to have you, sir.
Yes, good to be here.
We've got Kurt on the line as well, and so we'll get started here in about 5 minutes.
Okay, good deal.
Hey, this is Chad.
Hey, Chad, Tommy Lee. We got Roy and Kurt also on the line with us. Hello, this is Tommy Lee. Who we got?
Gary McBride.
Hello, Gary. Who else do we have that just joined us? Oh, hey, Alan. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Hello, this is Tommy Lee, who just joined us.
Hey, Doug.
Nice to have you, Mayor. Thank you for joining us.
That's a matter of opinion.
It's my opinion.
Vanessa O'Neill here as well.
Hello, Vanessa. This is Tommy Lee. Thank you for joining us, ma'am.
Thank you.
Okay, everyone, I've got 1 minute before we get started, so just a little housekeeping. At 5 o'clock, I'm going to read my script that tells kind of the format tonight and explains everything. Gary, just remember, immediately after you call the meeting to order, we'll do a roll call to establish a quorum, and then we'll move on to the agenda. I would just ask that you guys mute your phones until you need to, answer. And then also, I will just remind you, Gary, that all votes except for adjournment must be taken via roll call. So our approval of minutes and our consideration of the final subdivision plat for Worley Road will be taken via roll call.
Okay.
Okay, it's 5 o'clock, so I'm going to go ahead and read our script, and then Mr. McBride, I'll turn it over to you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Good evening. My name is Tommy Lee, and I serve as the planner for White County. I'm coming to you via teleconference, where tonight we will be bringing you the regularly scheduled meeting of the White County Regional Planning Commission. The reason that we are having the meeting in this format is due to Governor Lee's Executive Order 16, which declares that all meetings that have an anticipated turnout of 10 or more people be canceled, postponed, or held via teleconference. After consulting with Executive Robinson and Chairman McBride, it was decided that this format would allow the Planning Commission to conduct business while both practicing social distancing and complying with the Tennessee Open Meetings Act. Before I turn the meeting over to the chairman, I will briefly explain the protocol of tonight's meeting. Number one, the chairman will call the meeting to order. Two, a roll call will take place to establish a quorum. Three, all agenda items will be individually addressed and then voted upon, with all votes being a roll call vote with the exception of adjournment. Finally, after all agenda items have been addressed, the meeting will adjourn. And with that, I will now give way to the chairman of the White County Regional Planning Commission, Mr. Gary McBride. Mr. Chairman, the floor is yours.
Okay, Mr. Lee, thank you. We'll call a meeting of the May Planning Commission to order. And again, I hope all of you have received emails from Mr. Lee for the minutes of the previous meeting of April. And I hope all of you have reviewed that. Do we have any additions or corrections to this meeting?
Mr. Chairman, this is Tommy Lee. Just a couple things. Number one, I'm going to call the roll real quick. Chairman Gary McBride.
Here.
Vice Chairman Jonathan Demps. Secretary Chad Markham.
Present.
County Executive Denny Wayne Robinson.
Here.
Kurt Dronbarger.
Here.
Larry Selby.
Here.
Roy Whited.
Present.
Vanessa O'Neill.
Present.
Kay Whitson. And Alan Maples, surveyor, is joining us on the call. Correct, Alan?
Yes.
Thank you, Alan. And so also, I will, so Mr. Chairman, we do have a quorum established. We have seven of our nine members present. And also, as I sent out in the email, it was brought to my attention that there was one clerical error in the last set of minutes, and that has been corrected. So Mr. Chairman, the floor is yours again.
Okay, we will now officially call the meeting to order, and you have heard Mr. Lee's report, and I hope all of you have reviewed the minutes. Do we have any corrections or additions in addition to what Mr. Lee told you about?
This is Roy White. The corrections have been made. That was a clerical error, so I make a motion that we approve the minutes as they are written.
We have a motion on the floor. Do I hear a second?
This is Chad Markham. I'll second that motion.
Mr. Lee, you want to call a roll for the...
Yes, sir. And a vote of yes or aye will be a vote in favor of approving the April 7th, 2020 minutes with the correction that has been made. Chairman McBride.
Yes.
Chad Markham.
Aye.
Denny Wayne Robinson.
Aye.
Kurt Dronbarger.
Aye.
Lanny Selby.
Aye.
Roy Whited.
Aye.
Vanessa O'Neill.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman, vote passes with a vote of 7 ayes, zero nays, and 0 abstentions.
Well, okay, the May agenda has been approved, and we'll proceed with the agenda for tonight's meeting. The only thing I see on the agenda for tonight's meeting is consideration of final subdivision plot for property located on Green Road. This is a Hayden division. Mr. Lee, you want to tell us about that one?
Yes, sir, I will. This is the Terry Haley final subdivision plat for the purpose of subdividing 4.860 acres into five proposed new lots for property located on Worley Road. The proposed new lots would vary in size from 0.909 acres to 1.055 acres, and all proposed new lots are currently vacant. The proposed new lots are served by an existing 2-inch water line. However, less than 1,000 feet from these lots, there is a 6-inch water line, and so there will be a fire hydrant installed on West Bethlehem Road. It complies with all of our subdivision regulations. The reason that this was not administratively approved is because it's five lots. It's more than two lots. I have included the subdivision plat for your review, and also Surveyor Alan Maples is on the line in case anyone has any questions regarding this. So, Mr. Chairman, that is my report on the submitted subdivision plat. Now, I will happily take any questions if there are any.
Mr. Lee, this is where the city and the other utility district, O'Connor's, leave that water district, joins water line together there off of the 8-inch line, is that correct?
I will yield that question to Mr. Maples.
Yes, the water meter box that you see shown there just west of the intersection of Worley Road on Bethlehem is where the city of Sparta furnishes water to Quebec Walden. That's where they switch.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Maples.
This is Chad Markham. I've got just a quick question. If this is approved, since it looks like the fire hydrant will be on the city of Sparta side, would that require both utility districts? A signature for both utility districts, or just Quebec Walling, since that's actually in front of the proposed division?
In my opinion, Chad, this is Tommy Lee. In my opinion, I think it only requires Quebec Walling because they will be actually serving the lots, the water.
Okay, I was just checking to make sure.
This is Roy Wanted. Mr. Lee, what do we have in place as far as our subdivision regulations to assure that the fire hydrant is put in place as proposed on the plat?
Yes, sir. Very good question, Roy. So we have the certificate block there that states existing water and or existing water lines, and the utility district would be responsible for verifying that either that the fire hydrant has been paid for or that it has been installed. And so we would, the developer would either need to install the hydrant or at least pay for it before the utility district would sign off on it.
Understood. Thank you.
I guess, Tommy Lee, this is Chad. That kind of goes back to my question. And Alan, maybe I'm looking at the division wrong or the location wrong, but it looks like the fire hydrant would actually be on the city of Sparta's line. Is that correct?
It will be on the city of Sparta's line. Two reasons, and we've been with Jonathan. The meter box that's there, so we've got a pretty good sized water line coming into the meter box that the city is feeding this with. The city has no way to bleed that line right there, so their preference is that it's on their side. Jonathan says that that is only a 4-inch valve in that meter box, so they're feeding a 6-inch water line and another fire hydrant on further east on Bethlehem Road with a 4-inch valve instead of a 6-inch water valve there. So they don't, in other words, Jonathan's saying there ain't gonna be enough water pressure for a fire hydrant on his side of the line.
Okay.
And the fire hydrant that's shown on further east on Bethlehem Road, it does not fire flow.
So this is Tommy Lee.
I don't see this problem.
Go ahead, Alan, I'm sorry.
I don't see see that it's a problem if we put both signature, two signature blocks on there, one for the city of Sparta design, one for Quebec Wallen design.
Yes, sir. This is Tommy Lee, and I agree with that, Chad. I apologize. I was not looking at it correctly. If the city of Sparta is going to be maintaining the hydrant, then yeah, they need to sign that as well. Very rarely do you have two utility districts that sign off on a plat, and Alan can probably verify that.
Very rarely.
So,
are there any other questions concerning on this plot?
Mr. Chairman, Tommy Lee again. So, Alan, if you don't mind, I would we would need another signature block there for the utility district on the plat.
And knowing what Alan understands what we need going forward, that there would be two signature blocks for two utility districts, that of Quebec Walling and the city of Sparta. With all signatures in place, I make a motion that we grant final for the plat for the Haley Division final approval.
I have a motion on the floor. Do I hear a second?
This is Kirk Dunbar. I'll second that motion.
Okay, you got a motion by Mr. Whitehead and a second by Mr. Kirk Kronberger. Mr. Lee, would you call the roll?
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. And so a vote of yes or aye would be to approve the final subdivision plat as presented, with pending signatures and the additional water certificate block. I'll call the roll now. Gary McBride.
Yes.
Chad Markham.
Aye.
Denny Wayne Robinson.
Aye.
Kurt Dronbarger.
Aye.
Lanny Selby.
Aye.
Roy Whited.
Aye.
Vanessa O'Neill. Mr. Chairman, motion passes. Vote of 7 ayes, 0 nays, with 0 abstentions.
Okay, the Haley Division is approved then. Do we have any other business to come before the Planning Commission? And Mr. Lee, do you have any in-house requests?
This is Tommy Lee. I have none at this time, Mr. Chairman.
Is there any other business to be brought before the Planning Commission?
Question. This is Roy Whited. Question for Mr. Lee.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, Roy.
Will we plan on going back next month to our regular meeting, or will that be evaluated as we get near that day, Mr. Lee?
I will certainly, yield that to the county executive and our chairman, but I would imagine that it will be a fluid situation, but I'll allow them to answer that one. Mr. Chairman?
We'll leave that up to Mr. Danny Wayne there. If the courthouse gets opened up by then, I see no reason why we couldn't go back to the regular schedule. But I guess we just have to play that by ear for the time being.
County Executive Robinson?
Yeah, I agree. We should be in business. Actually, I am open right now, but we just opened. So it was good to do this by phone, but this week we hope that if something unforeseen happens, we should be back in business come next month.
Thank you.
Sounds good to me. Is there any other question or any other business bring before the Planning Commission?
Make a motion, we adjourn.
I have a motion to adjourn.
This is Roy Whited, yes.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
I have a motion, second, we adjourn. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed likewise. Mr. Lane, Planning Commission, my term is adjourned.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This concludes the May 5th, 2020 meeting of the White County Regional Planning Commission. If you have any question regarding tonight's meeting, you may contact me via email. Again, my name is Tommy Lee, and I'm the planner for White County. My email address is tlee@ucdd.org. A recording of tonight's meeting will be available tomorrow morning at County Executive Robinson's office. Thank you for participating in tonight's meeting, and stay safe.